Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Bad news, this is the last episode of the show.
Yeah?
Yeah. Ike and I just can't work together anymore.
Well, finally, Twitter was right.
Yeah, they were right. So we haven't talked about Kellen Moore yet, right? So who was it? Was it Rap Sheet? Crap Sheet that said something about Kellen Moore being the number one guy? So here's what Rap Sheet said about Kellen Moore and the Cowboys.
First of all, we spent a lot of time on this show, and there's been a couple other shows that have mentioned this, the Deion Sanders proponent of the Cowboys coaching search, and that has obviously generated a lot of the headlines and a lot of the focus. Kellen Moore should be at least in that conversation, probably more. I mean, this is someone who is considered to be a top candidate for the Dallas Cowboys. I'm not saying the top candidate, just certainly someone to watch and discuss and consider moving forward. It's not just that they know him as, he's been an assistant there. He grew up in the franchise. He was a backup quarterback to Tony Romo, and then got injured, and then somebody named, Dak Prescott. Yes, Dak Prescott took over, and the rest is history. Dak knows him well. They have a great relationship. So, yes, they are going to interview him. That is going to be, within the next 48 hours. But it's not like they really need to interview him. They've seen him up close. They know how he works. They know what kind of coordinator he would be. They believe they know what kind of head coach he is going to be if he gets the opportunity. This certainly is one to keep an eye on, and it makes a lot of sense for all parties on this one.
So real quick thing, we play these clips from TV and I never noticed the music in the background when I'm watching on TV, but when we play it here, all of a sudden it's like, so he's doing three interviews, Cowboys, Jaguars, and Saints, Kellen Moore is. And we were talking yesterday about how do you fit all of this in while preparing for a game, a divisional playoff round.
Yeah.
Just as a comparison, Cliff Kingsbury said that he's not doing any interviews until the Commanders playoff run is over. So he's not doing any of these things. Does that make you rethink? Because I was thinking yesterday, if you're Kellen Moore, you have to take these things. You care about being a head coach, so on and so forth. Does another assistant coach who would like to be a head coach not taking interviews now, does that change the way that you perceive what Kellen Moore is doing?
No, I mean, listen, I understand it is what it is, and I know other coaches have their staff have to go through it too, although I don't think anybody from the Rams is being interviewed for a head coaching job.
No, I've not seen that.
So all of their attention is devoted to the Eagles this week. So, and I saw what Kingsbury said with Washington. I don't know how you escape if the Eagles don't play well or look well offensively, that this doesn't, and they lose. This certainly comes up. It came up with Jonathan Gannon, right? It did when the Eagles' defense didn't look great out there in the Super Bowl, although Shane Steichen also took a job, but nobody had a problem because the offense looked good in the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's unfair to Kellen Moore because what's he supposed to do? I honestly think that's where he's going.
Dallas.
Yes, yeah. I think it's – He would almost have to interview poorly again to not get the head coaching job because they're more familiar with him than they are with any of these candidates. And he was just there a couple years ago. He knows Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott threw for over 5,000 yards in Kellen Moore's offense and 40 touchdowns, right? They set records with Kellen Moore.
The number one total offense in the league, right?
Yeah, so and more importantly than all that, more important than all that stuff, he's not going to tell Jerry what to do.
No.
He's going to go right along with everything. So,
perfect Cowboys head coach in that one.
Former player, former Cowboy, bring him back. Jerry gets to continue to be Jerry, and they go on.
You know, the one thing that, and you made a point about it there, and the one thing that Rappaport said there that I think is probably true, is that for these other jobs, I would imagine Kellen Moore for Jacksonville and New Orleans, there's a lot of studying you have to do. For the Cowboys interview, first of all, I don't think Jerry Jones is... That interview is going to be a lot different. When you're interviewing with somebody who really, really knows you, as opposed to somebody who doesn't, there's a different sort of preparation and conversation that you're going to have.
Yep.
I would imagine the conversation with Jerry Jones and Kellen Moore is a lot more informal and free-flowing and just sort of conceptual, and you know this guy, what do you think of that guy? Whereas the Saints interview and the Jacksonville interview, maybe he has to go in with a plan, was the Jerry one he doesn't.
Yeah.
And I'll put it this way.
Real quick, if I'm Jacksonville, I don't want a first-time head coach.
Right. No, you need somebody who fixed this right
now.
Yeah. I guess when I think about it, when I say that it bugs me a little bit, it doesn't bug me that Kellen Moore's doing it, and it doesn't mean that I don't think he is doing his best to prepare for everything.
Yeah.
I mean, as a human, it's very difficult to be thinking about the big job that you've always wanted, the head coach job, and then come back to this and put the right amount of thought and emotion into this. Just from a human perspective, I think it's challenging. So, ultimately, win or lose, I don't think this is going to make a difference one way or the other.
In the game for the Eagles.
In the game. Right. In the grand scheme of things, it's a little thing. It's just like, more than anything, it's one of those things that feels sucky. Like, it feels gross to know that one of your guys is interviewing with not just three teams, but one of them, like, the biggest rival we have.
Right.
Just that part of it, I guess more than anything, it just sort of feels like it sucks, as opposed to it actually having a meaningful difference in the way that the Eagles play on Sunday.
Yeah, I understand exactly what you're saying. Well, Kellen, I tell you what, we better take care of business here first, else he goes on public enemy number one list for these fans.
Yeah. It probably doesn't affect anything.
Right.
But if they lose, it's going to be the number one thing.
Yes. And you're going to the Cowboys, if that's the case? It's one thing if you go to the Saints or the Jags.
Dude, especially if they score like 10 points.
But can you imagine OG Wade's call on Monday, just blaming Kellen Moore directly?
Well, yeah, I was going to say, you know that's where it's going to go.
Yes.
He was distracted.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Bruce in D.C., you're on WIP. What's up, Bruce?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Ike, Spike, and Fritz, happy Friday, everybody.
What happy up? Friday, Brucey.
All right. Hey, Spike, man, Ike, man, how did you get wrapped in with Joe Pellegrino, man? When I heard that name, I was like, what the hell? This took me back to my childhood.
Listen,
man. Good Lord.
I didn't even know who it was, so I didn't even know really how to respond to it, because I didn't know who the hell. I thought it was somebody that had something to do with Los Angeles.
By the way, he passed away last year.
Wow. So, see, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, so love to Joe Pellegrino's family and all that stuff.
Conklin.
Conklin. I mean, you know.
Shapiro.
Shapiro.
Man, that was a good one, though. Yeah, that one took me back a little bit.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, look, I'm just really confident about this game. And you know, one of the things that I just love hearing is the disrespect. You know, you got the national media in it. And then you got, you know, these zesty ass fools the lineman Verse talking trash about our fans. Bring it on. That's the other intangible that they're gonna get scarred.
I don't think I've heard you upset before, man.
I'm motivated. You know,
I got you. Okay.
I think it's just gonna come down to, I mean, we're gonna definitely win in the trenches. But here's the one thing that I just would like to see, and it's kind of been an active discussion. I think with the whole Jalen and passing thing, it's not going to be a whole, but we're going to see some improvement. They just need to shorten the routes. You know, get some dink and dunk in there, and then mix it up. I think with the linebackers, even Saquon, and they're going to definitely blow this thing open. I mean, I predict 27-13. And by the way, I'm coming up to Philly tomorrow, so that means I'm coming to Chickens and Pizza on Monday.
All right.
Come down there and holler at y'all for the first time.
Oh, so you're coming up for the weekend?
Yes. Oh, no, I'll be there for the whole week.
Oh, okay.
So, well, I love that.
Okay.
Yes, sir. So
give us the EAGLES on the way out.
Yeah, give us the Eagles chant on the way out, brother.
EAGLES Eagles, let's go, baby, let's go.
All right, Bruce. Love it. Hopefully he's a good luck charm, not like Justin from Tennessee.
Get us back on the
season.
Right track.
Yeah. So we have something really important to talk about here, and I don't want to miss it, is we all were involved in two fantasy leagues this year.
Uh-huh.
The WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy League, which I won, and then the the state. Now there's no monetary prize for the WIP fantasy for
just
the afternoon
rights,
show fantasy
just
league.
Bragging
just
rights.
Bragging rights. But there's also a station fantasy league that our program director Rod Lakin makes everybody play in. And I didn't realize until it was over, but that's a money league, and we all, it's $100, right? And Ike won that league. So it's not one of these leagues where everybody pays up front. It's one of these things where at the end of it, you got to pay Ike. Mm-hmm. Now, it's been how long since you won the league?
What, 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
Long season, no, 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
The question is, how has everybody paid
on
you?
The league. The league has been over longer than 2 weeks.
3 weeks. Maybe
yeah, 3 weeks. Three or 4 weeks. Yeah, now that I think about
You'd
it.
You round up to a month then.
Yeah. So I know I've paid Ike.
Mm-hmm. Fritzy has paid.
Fritz, have you paid Ike?
Oh, yeah.
TK, have you paid Ike?
TK has paid.
So let me ask you something, Ike. Has everyone in the league paid?
Nope. Not anybody. Now, we'll say.
Yeah.
It's less. It's not as many today as it was prior to today.
Yeah, because Ike's collecting.
I got a little flurry of payments that came through yesterday.
Okay.
Wow. Did we leak the show script?
Yeah, somebody must have leaked the show script as to what was going on.
Well,
still a couple out there, though.
So, Jack, does it seem appropriate that we reveal who hasn't paid Ike?
Of course.
Right here on the radio?
What we do.
And of course, y'all bring me into this. Yes. Yeah.
Well, El Tornado does. We do.
Well, yeah, I know who hasn't. So if you want me to say it, I'm happy to take the blame and say it.
No. Well, first of all, Roadshow Porter.
Wow.
Does he work here?
It's alleged that he works here.
Okay. Wow.
He still works here.
I did see him once or twice.
Apparently, he's in two times a week now, which feels fake.
Two times. I said the only way he's in two times a week is if it's Saturday and Sunday, because I don't see him.
So the interesting thing about Roadshow not paying up yet is that he went into – he's a combo team.
With Tucker.
So he's with Tucker.
Okay.
Right?
Tucker pay you?
That's getting ready to say.
Okay.
So Tucker is paid.
Okay.
I got – doing a little digging.
Yep.
There was some possible inside riff with the team.
Really?
With the two coaches there, the GMs.
Wow. So is Porter costing you money because he's protesting something that Tucker may have done with the team?
Well, it may be the other way around.
Tucker has too much control. So
yeah,
it feels
a little bit too much control down the stretch, and Tucker didn't necessarily like the lineup that was put in.
Yeah, wow.
So, and he felt like it cost him a win in the playoffs.
Well, so since Porter, Porter runs our social media account. So I guess what you would have to do is tweet at the WIP account to say, "Hey,
for
Porter,
him to respond.
Pay up."
Well, I do have his number.
No, exactly.
Public shame. I didn't. By the way, I didn't have to contact anybody personally. Nope. I appreciate that, fellas.
Yep.
Sparing me the uncomfortable moment.
Who was the first person to pay you?
Spike.
There we go.
Yep.
Now, you said it wasn't just Porter who didn't pay you, right? Who else hasn't paid you?
A little surprised here. I mean, our brand manager.
Rod Lakin hasn't paid you?
Wow. And he's probably a sore loser.
He is. Well, he was
still protesting, scoring the most points in the league.
Oh, well, only losers do that.
Well, he said he should win money for scoring.
He basically said he shouldn't have to. You know how, like, the second place, because I beat Seltzer in the championship game, so he doesn't have to pay entry fees, so he's good once he made it to the championship game. You know, Rod wants to put a new rule in moving forward that if you are the points leader on the season at the end of the year, at the end of the regular season, you shouldn't have to pay your entry fee.
What a loser.
Can I say,
what a loser.
This is shameful.
Spike, what did they say? Leaders eat last?
Yes, leaders eat last.
Yeah.
They say that?
That's a book. Yeah.
Because he ran this place.
I read that book.
I'm like, they really say that?
Yeah, it's a good book. Leaders eat last.
But what is that?
Well,
it's belly aching.
He's whining in the hallways about the structure of the league that he makes everyone play in, that costs me $100. I don't even want to play in the league. And he has the nerve to not pay up?
Well, and wait till he doesn't finish first in points next year. Like, we're going to retroactively give you
the $100.
Yeah, give him $100.
It's $100. Sore loser. The only reason we have fantasy football around here is so Lakin can win it. That's what he wants. It's unbelievable.
All right. We're going on a little heavy here.
They're not paying him enough.
He's still our boss, though.
You know, well.
What's wrong with y'all, man?
I'm just saying, this is my thing, is like,
yes.
If you want to be a man of integrity, you pay quickly. You don't make somebody ask to pay you.
I agree.
And I just want to be clear, this was my idea to bring this up on the air. This was not your idea.
That's true.
Yeah, this
That's
was
true.
My idea.
Right, there you go, taking the bullet. I appreciate that, yes.
Well, because leaders take all the blame, give all the credit.
Also in the book.
I'm trying to dial this back for Rob a little bit, and I don't even know how to dial it back. I'm trying to dial this back.
This is actually a worse look than I think.
Oh, you don't need to add anything in. I don't need you to add anything in.
The camera paid.
The camera paid.
I figured out Venmo.
How about that? Yeah, that was one. The funny thing is, some people paid me cash, which made me a little uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yes. Handing you the money is.
I haven't carried cash around in I don't know a year.
Can we rank Philadelphians in terms of worst this week? The guy at the game who was talking to the Packers fan in Lakin.
Oh my God, man.
Similar outrage.
Pay up! Come on, Porter, grow up. Lakin, let's go. All right.
Let's see if my Venmo just hit. I just got a notification.
Did you?
No, I didn't.
See? Do we have to shame you more? All right. How confident are you in Sunday's game? 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Jack, do we have a breaking news sounder?
Breaking news.
We do have breaking news. WIP brand manager Rod Lakin has paid Ike Reese.
Yep. Stop being a cheapskate.
Yeah. Now, to be clear, it wasn't like he paid before. We didn't know it. He did pay in between the last time we talked and now. So he said, let the city of Philadelphia know that I have paid.
He did pay. And now it's only Roadshow Porter
yes.
out there.
So just to get Roadshow to pay, he runs the WIP Twitter account. So just tweet at the WIP Twitter account, hey, Porter, pay Ike. Speaking of Twitter, the Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Should we change it to the X question? It hasn't been called Twitter in like a year.
Everyone still calls it Twitter.
Bro, okay. I was going to say, yeah, I've never called it X.
Okay. Besides like trying to be trendy tech bros. You know?
Right. Yes. Is that what they are, tech
yeah.
bros? The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google 5-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. What's your confidence level in the Eagles beating the Rams on Sunday? Very confident, 37.6%. Pretty confident, 54%. And then not confident up there at 9%. I can tell you one person who is confident. That is Rios in North Philly.
Yes, sir.
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
Ooh, what's up, Rios?
What's up, gentlemen? Look, let me say this first before I go into the speech. Y'all all done seen Kellen Moore's face, right?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know his face look like it needs to get punched. It's just a face that you just want to punch. And I'm going to leave that there. Not going to get negative for nothing because we're going to win. We the best. We number one. But his face do look like something that needs to get punched. And, you know, we done dealt with some sucker Cowboys, and we already know what happened. But I'm going to leave that there because his face, y'all know y'all look at his face. It don't matter who y'all are, where y'all from, you look at his face like, man, you just want to punch it, man, for real.
Well, he hasn't taken the job yet.
Yeah.
What if he's here next year?
Well, we will see, and I hope he's listening.
Oh,
and
God,
I hope,
he no.
I hope he's not listening.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, gentlemen.
I'm sorry, straight up.
Rios is not laughing today, yeah.
Y'all know I love y'all. I'm about to go in. Hey, yo, Jackie, hit the music. Still in the concrete jungle, on our journey to Mission 59, we got the Botox City Rams coming into our home trying to make it Hollywood. Well, let me give y'all a piece of advice. I highly would trade lightly while in the concrete jungle before we package you up into nicks, dimes, and bundles.
I know that went over a lot of y'all heads. But anyway, my zodiac sign is Aries. And my youth league football team I played for was the Tampa Rams. Well, beat that. I'm an Eagle, suckers. I am cold-hearted like our weather, but I bring energy like whatever. Just like I've been around the world giving shots, going to pound town like a Rican, I'm staying home now giving a 100% shot to my city, to our Eagles. I'm the fuel. I'm the spark plug. I'm the steroid. I'm the voice in your head and the venom in your system that's going to cure the bitch out of you. We are men of violence who do it with honor. And I tell y'all this here. I went to Edison High School in North Philly, and what I will always remember is the 64 men who gave us the body. Now it's time for us to give us the dead body all the way to Mr. 59. They signed that contract and gave all. Y'all signed y'all contract, now it's time to get raw. Ugly with purpose. Bring out the bully and scatter these suckers like roaches when you turn on the lights. This is all ours for the taking. We are the only ones who can stop us. We are the freaking machine from the mud. We have honor. We have grit. We are ready to die for a purpose. F the numbers. F the talk. We want the smoke. We're ready to walk. Through the snow. Through the rain. If there is fire, F the pain. Taste the blood. There's more to gain. We some damn Eagles. F the fame. Unapologetic, we take what's ours, and when we go, we leave with scars. It tells the story on our bodies. It is written for our family, for our city, for our team. We can endure anything. We ain't nothing to beat with. Inundation time. Ike, Spike, and Fritz, what makes the grass grow?
Blood!
I can't hear you!
Blood!
With your damn chest out.
Blood!
We are certified grass growers. Put blood on the grass. Let the violence be with you. E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles, our wheels from North Philly Hunter Park, a.k.a. the Sergeant Major Philly. I hope y'all listening, and this is for everybody. You cannot threaten me with death because I already met the mother. Yeah, you know I mean? Hey, yo, hold up. Hey, yo, Ike Reese.
Yes.
How you feel, man?
I'm ready to go to pound down, baby.
Hey, yo, Spike Eskin, how you feel?
I am also ready to go to pound town.
Hey, yo, Jack Fritz, how do you feel?
69 days till opening day, Rios.
But we all love it. And you use the 169. Let's do that too. Everybody, y'all heard it here. Peace.
What have I told you?
I can't help it.
I was like, oh no, he's going to Jack. He's going to Jack.
Mess with Rios, man. You and your stupid baseball.
No, I know. That's good.
Oh, man.
I give Rios credit. He pivoted real quick.
He did, yeah. Yes.
That was to something else.
Sometimes you got to put players in positions to succeed. That's not me.
I think that was the sharpest Rio we've had.
Oh, yeah.
It's a playoff.
It's playoff. Yeah, that was playoff Rios right there.
Now, in his defense, I mean, like, you have the same message on Giants Week when the Giants have like two wins as you do heading into postseason.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Hey, man.
I'm just saying he brought it. That's all.
Yeah, always does.
215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're on WIP. What's up, Yoshi?
My man, Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby. What's popping? Happy Friday.
What up, Yoshi?
Man, I'm going to tell you right now. Man, I love me some blood on the grass, man. I mean, that boy said, I am the steroid. He said, bring out the bully. Scatter these suckers like the roaches when the lights come on. I mean, he said, I'm an Eagle sucker. I love that dude, man. I'm about to go in the house and put all the 45s on the weight bar. He got me ready to just max. He goes, max out, man. God knows. I will go to Pound Town, but I went down tonight. You know what I'm talking about? I mean,
taking everybody to Pound Town, baby.
Hey, Ike, that little video worked, boy. Oh, man. That video works, boy. I'm telling you, man. Hey, man, I'm telling you right now. I don't go too far. I'm just saying.
Just keep it moving.
Hey, but real quick, my wife was like, why are you going to send that video to Ike? Because I was like, look what I sent to Ike. And she was like, why you send that to Ike? I was like, because Ike was talking about him and his wife text. So like, this what me and you do. She was like, so what y'all battling? I was like, yeah, I'm trying to get some before him. I'm going to tell you, boy, hey, you was my wingman the other day, brother. I use you as a little push.
Man, thank you, Ike. Hold on, so people aren't confused.
It's called a big dose of D.
Yeah, what's going on?
Imaginations are running wild out there right
video,
now. Yoshi,
buddy?
About the video.
Yeah.
Yoshi sent me a video of himself talking about he had just sent his wife the text.
Okay.
Because the other day I said, sometimes Renee and I will text each other.
Right. And that's when you know it's time to pop in a blue check.
Yeah. Thanks, Jack.
To make sure we're getting all the story out.
Yes. So he sent me that video saying he had sent her a text. That's what it was.
Yeah, is that what it was?
Yes. As far as video goes, that's all I know. That's all he sent me was that.
Hey, what's understood ain't got to be experienced.
Oh, well, no.
That's grown man talk. That's grown man talk. You want to know what we're talking about? Get up on Twitter and follow us and see. You'll see what we're talking about, man. Hey, boy. Hey, but man, hey, I feel good. What's that? I'm at a 10. I mean, hey, I got that inner excellence. I believe what's name. Hey, that book says train your mind for extraordinary performance and the best possible life.
Okay.
I believe AJ had his best possible life on Sunday, man. What's name? I believe it. This is a year of retribution. We are on a revenge seeking tour, man. I'm telling you. Whether Jalen playing great, like everybody, like throwing a 500 yards or whatever. We ready to go out there and get it. I feel great about this weekend. I feel like them boys gonna come to town, rain, sleet, or snow, and we gonna put the foot on their neck and what's name, and we gonna move on. I don't wanna play Washington though. I've been looking at the games this week. You know, Jalen got once they went into they looked at him for a concussion that first game. I'm kinda scared.
Yes. Yeah.
I didn't even realize that the first game, but I was looking at the game this morning. I was like, oh, that boy, when is he?
Remember, that's the one he was doing. He was doing the interview with Scott Van Pelt with the sunglasses on.
I forgot all about that, man. Yep. What's saying? I ain't scared of them, but I'm just scared about what happened, what might have happened to
Jimmy. Right. Yeah, they may have given our quarterback two concussions in two games.
And maybe he might be a little shell shocked what they ain't saying them. I want to see Detroit, like Jack said. Let's see Detroit and let's keep it pumping, man. I'm telling you right now. Oh, and before I go real quick, if you're limping along feeling a mess, raise up and be blessed by eating a blue chew.
Get him out.
It's all right.
Now he's doing drops.
Yeah, this guy's doing a blue chew spot. This is out of control. Speaking of out of control, Tommy from down the shore will join us right after I tell you about something that you need to get in control, and that is your windows, which definitely need to be replaced. I said this, you know, the beginning of next week, we're seeing highs of 15, 14, mm-hmm. low of 6, low of 5.
Woo.
You know those old drafty windows, that cold air's coming in. I don't care how high you're turning up your heat. If you have old drafty windows, you're feeling that cool air, you got to replace them. And Guided Door and Window, they're going to extend their big winter sale through January and get you 40% off every window and door you buy. 40% off every expertly installed energy efficient replacement window. Going to get you high performance, low E glass. And the doors too, maybe an insulated entry door, because you can have it, you know, our back door in our house. The patio door, we get air through that. Mm-hmm. Get yourself a sliding patio door. Start your project with no money down, interest-free for up to a year, but only going through January, so get it done now. Call 877-GO-GUIDA. You do that, you're going to get all the details. And while you're on the phone, set up a free in-home estimate or just go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. Right now, we have everyone's favorite guy from down the shore, Tommy down the shore.
Tommy down the shore.
Yeah, why? Yes, Mike.
Tommy down the shore.
I love baloney.
He likes to thank a creation, then he goes and says his piece. It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the shore.
Tommy!
Yeah, boy. Yes, Mike. Yes, Jack. Big baloney bitches, baby.
Whoa. You sound fired up, Tommy.
I had to get a little kind of like wobble into the big, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I like big baloney.
That's right. That's right.
Big tube of baloney.
Yes.
That's right. I'm so excited for this game on Sunday. Look, we got all the momentum, right? All the momentum. The link's going to be rocking. I sense some nerves, but I'm not really sure why. Why are people, I feel like some people I know are feeling very anxious about this game. We're obviously the better team, ain't we?
Yep.
Yes, sir. And we're at home.
And we're at home. So, I mean, yeah, if you're home, you got the edge.
Where are we?
Boom. We're at home.
Okay. Just double checking.
But speaking of momentum, look, you guys know me. I've been on a roll. We got this Benoni family thing. We're working up. We're going to conquer the television market. Geeson watched on board, right?
Yep.
they asked about it, yep.
That's right. But so we got that rocking right now, right? But we need something. In addition, we need something for the big screen, you know what I mean? Like a superhero movie, you know what I mean? Mm. And just as maybe a spinoff or in conjunction with Baloney Family, I got just the thing. You guys ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Baloney Man.
What is Baloney Man?
Baloney Man. Well, I'll play Baloney Man. By day, he's a parking attendant with a heart of gold, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And he's very well loved and liked by everybody, you know what I mean? He's kind of shy, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And he's a little bit like kind of unassuming. But then at night, he becomes Baloney Man. Here's the thing. He don't hurt nobody, you know what I mean? All he does is if he sees a crime taking place and he sees somebody doing some harm, he frisbees like 100, 150 slices of baloney at the person and it totally immobilizes them. You know what I mean? He doesn't hurt nobody, but if they're committing a crime, he's able to basically make them stop committing a crime by rapid-fire baloney frisbee. What do you guys think, man?
So, Tommy, you said you're playing Baloney Man on the big screen?
That's right. That's right.
Okay. And again, a parking attendant by day with a heart of gold. Do you have any acting experience?
Very little. Very little.
Yeah.
I was in a musical once when I was in sixth grade.
It just seems like
Oklahoma.
Wait, what musical?
Oklahoma. You know what I'm saying? You know that musical? Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down a plain. Come on, you guys know that.
Yeah. I heard of Oklahoma. So
is that a Western?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
No.
Is it a Western, Tommy?
It actually is kind of like a Western in a way, set in, you guessed it, Oklahoma.
Really?
Plain, you know what I mean?
Where's Baloney Man taking place?
Well, maybe Baloney Man could also be set in Oklahoma.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Is it a musical?
It could be. I mean, we're just kind of getting the ball rolling. We could turn it to, you guys got to be in it with me, too. Here's the thing. Have you guys done the acting?
The internet videos.
I've done a couple commercials.
There you go. We're gonna create our own style of acting. You know what I mean? We ain't gotta be too professional. We're gonna act from the heart. You know what I mean? And here's another
thing.
We're gonna get a professional to play the villain. Now the villain in this movie is a character named Mr. Broccoli. Okay? And just like Baloney Man, just like yours truly, he's peaceful. He don't really hurt nobody. All he does is he takes broccoli and cauliflower and he makes these like stinky potions that smell so bad when people smell them, they go to sleep. You know what I mean?
Sounds like Jack's producer studio.
Yeah, but Jack likes Brussels sprouts, right, Jack?
Big Brussels guy.
You could probably mix in Brussels sprouts with the cauliflower and the broccoli. I mean, they're all healthy, but if you mix them into a potion, you can really knock somebody out. You know what I mean? That's what he does. And I was thinking, listen, here's who could play that character.
Yep.
John Hamm. You know what I mean? Because Baloney, Mr. Baloney, his last name's Hamm. You know what I mean?
Okay, so just to be clear, the leads are you and John Hamm, movie star John Hamm.
That's right.
Okay.
But
well,
you guys are turn stars. We got to figure out what role you guys are going to do. You know what I mean?
Now, most of these superhero movies, you know, Superman, you know, they have like big theme songs. Have you? I know you're a musical guy. Do you have any thoughts of what that sounds like for Baloney Man?
Well, we could keep workshopping it, but one thing that came to mind right away, because I love the Spider-Man theme, is we could do a new cover, like a new version of Spider-Man, but just do it as Baloney Man. Maybe we'll write something new eventually. Maybe it's just a placekeeper. You know what I mean? But
okay,
this just felt right to me. It goes, Baloney Man, Baloney Man. He does whatever Baloney can. B-O-L-O-G-N-A. He's slicing up baloney like every day. Baloney Man, Baloney Man. He does whatever baloney can. He does whatever baloney can. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's it. I think this is a hit. I think we have the baloney. Wait, what are we calling the TV show? The Baloney Family?
It could be the Baloney's, a.k.a. the Baloney Family.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And then we have Baloney Man on the big screen. Mm-hmm. These all sound like huge wins for me, Tommy.
We're taking over Hollywood. Next year, we need time for the production, right? 2026, we're taking over Hollywood, and then we're taking over the globe.
You know, I actually think, you know how the like in China, there's like the year of the dragon and the year of the rat. I think 2026 actually is year of baloney. You know, I think it's
That's
year
right,
of baloney.
Baby.
Yeah.
That's right. 2026 is the year of the baloney. That's beautiful, man.
So Big Bird's game, Tommy, on Sunday, as you said it, Sunday, 3 o'clock, Lincoln Financial Field, Eagles, Rams. How do you see this one going?
I feel like we just got to keep playing our game. You know what I mean? It made me think, sometimes when I play ping pong, right, ideally when I play ping pong, I want to do huge serves and massive, like, forehand smashes and stuff, you know what I mean? But really the best part of my game is a backhand slice, you know what I mean? And if I just stick to my game defensively with my backhand slice, you know what I'm saying, I tend to do well. And that's what the Birds got to do. Just play the monster defense, get the ball to Saquon, and as an added bonus, if Jalen can step it up and get a few more targets to AJ and to Devontae, I'll be very happy. But I'm not even too worried about that. What do you guys think? Do we really need a huge passing game to win this thing?
Never. Nope.
Yeah, why would we do that? Why would we throw to two of the best wide receivers in the NFL? I personally think
I'm listening to those two guys, Tommy.
I personally think it's insane. Why would you want to do
but
that?
Defense and running game, Tommy. Defense and
the
running
city
game.
Was built on.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Those guys are amazing, right? But Jalen, just by the numbers, doesn't get it to him too often. Maybe he will in this game. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm just saying we got to play our game. Just stay the course. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, that sounds like a good plan to me. It's worked so far, right, Tommy?
A couple more games to go. Win this, then we get to the league championship, Super Bowl, boom. And then the following year, the year of the baloney.
Year of baloney. Wow. It's all up. It's not all uphill. It's all downhill from here. Right. It's all downhill.
That's right.
All right, Tommy. All right, Tommy. We thank you, buddy.
Thanks so much, fellas. You guys are the best. We're going to win, so I will talk to you next week. Go, Birds. I'm over and over and over and over now.
It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the shore.
That was the score.
Oh, he didn't give us a score.
Yeah, listen. I'm sure it's going to be 38-20.
Yeah.
Let me text him.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. All right. You being there.
Dude, we got a divisional playoff game coming up Sunday.
Well, maybe you should spend less time on Mr. Baloney Man and more time on picks.
It's all important.
I just said he had to give us the score.
You should have seen, I wish you could have seen Ike's face. It was total shock. It was like, oh my God, we didn't get Tommy.
Did we get the score? I'm like, did I miss the score?
We'll get you Tommy from down the shore score. We promise.
Man, we got to have it. We know it's going to be 38-17.
Yeah, something like that. We got to play our game. Somehow we're going to score 38 points without throwing to the wide receivers. Jack, top five of five, what do we have coming up?
We're getting people ready for the game this weekend.
Oh.
Top five divisional round moments.
Oh, wow. Jack, it's just going to be Jackie
historian?
Normal?
Yeah,
Jackie historian.
Of my life. Of
divisional
my life.
Round moments.
Yeah. There's a couple.
And they're undefeated at home in the divisional round, right? 6-0.
So I don't want to get you to tell everything.
Sure.
Is it all football?
No, it's just Eagles.
That's what I meant, all Eagles.
Yeah. Eagles divisional round moments of my lifetime.
Okay. I thought you might have went NLDS.
NLDS. Yeah. Oh, like Phillies?
Yeah.
I would never shoehorn the Phillies into a segment for absolutely no reason.
The best
I could think of a moment.
I don't know if you caught that, the in my lifetime. As you should know that anything that Jack Fritz does that is of all time, it's actually just while he's been watching football.
Yeah. Well, it's because it's
2000.
It's the only thing I can argue. You know?
Yes, that's fair.
Except
that's
for
fair.
Will not scoring 100.
Yes. Well, there's
go down there, Rose.
There's no video of it. I mean, I'm, I know. Yeah. All right, top 5 of 5 is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.